Tapestry Steiner show this morning for the reason that the United States government has always had a very friendly feeling for India. It's always been our policy in times past to help on occasions of this kind when disaster has overtaken one of our neighbors. India has had difficulties with flood, drought, and locusts and whatnot that has brought about a situation where they've had to import an immense amount of food, much food grain, much more than they ordinarily would import. They've bought as much as they can. I think we've already sold them almost 2 million tons of grain, and that's being delivered now at the rate of about 255 tons a month, I think. This is an arrangement where time will be given and the grain will be sent as fast as we can deliver it, and we sincerely hope that it will prevent any starvation in India. It makes us all very happy that we can help, even if the blood flow and coming, we still manage to get it done.
Can we have a
This India Emergency Act has started some consequences, almost historic in their implications. This act gives to the people of my country more than a mere physical sustenance and will be instrumental in strengthening the friendship which has always existed between them and the peoples of your great country. Throughout the last few months of grave anxiety, we have received from people all over the United States spontaneous and generous help, both in and in vain. Indeed, some communities have gone to the length of identifying themselves with the suffering in India by in order to raise money for weeks. Such gestures cannot be forgotten. The Prime Minister of India and the Food Minister have already expressed their gratitude for the generous help of the American government and people, which will be instrumental in helping the government of India to control the food situation effectively and bring about normal conditions. Already in anticipation of the arrival of grain from America, the food ration has been restored to the original 12 ounces. I would like to express the gratitude of my embassy to all those non-official organizations who have labored ceaselessly in order to collect grain and money and who are helping to arrange for dispatch to India.